نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما. Surah Maryam is the sister surah of Surah Kahf. Now we find that the theme of Surah Kahf was materialism, and in Surah Maryam the theme is spirituality. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kafha ya ayn sad. Dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu zakariya. Idh nada rabbahu nidaan khafiya. Kafha ya ayn sad. A mention of the mercy of your Lord to his slave Zakariya. When he called out to his Lord, a call in secret. Now we find that fittingly enough, this surah starts with Huruf al-Muqatta'at. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the limitations of our knowledge. Since Allah did not give us this knowledge, we cannot advance certain theories about it. A mention of the mercy of your Lord to his slave Zakariya. When he called out to his Lord, a call in secret. So here we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbika abdahu, your Lord to his slave. When he called out to his Lord, in other words, Allah is mentioning the bond of intimacy, the bond of love and nearness that exists between him and his Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam. As Allah tells us in the Quran, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. When my slaves ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. I am near. I'm listening to them. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي. I do answer the call of the one who calls. إِذَا دَعَانِي. When he calls me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. They should also obey me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. They should also believe in me. They should trust in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. In order that they may be guided. When we're pouring out our pain before Allah, remember Yaqub alayhi salam when he said, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَصِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I pour out my anguish, my grief to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us to build a relationship with Him. Look at Zakariya alayhi salam. He's calling out to his Lord a secret dua. And see how much Allah honored this dua that he mentions that it was a secret dua. Now the ayah that I just quoted is very important because Allah tells us that they should listen to me and they should believe in me. Sometimes we find people complaining, why is Allah punishing me so? We need to analyze our own lives. When our du'as are not being accepted, what am I doing wrong? The Prophet ﷺ actually encouraged us to make a du'a. And he told us that when you make a du'a, one of three things happens. Either that du'a is accepted right away, or else some calamity is averted from you, or else that du'a is stored up for you in the shape of sawab, and so much sawab that on the Day of Judgment, a man will see all the sawab he's received for his unanswered du'as, and he will say, I wish that none of my du'as had been answered. Just think of that. In this world, we make a du'a and we want Allah to answer it the next minute. This is what the Prophet ﷺ taught us. On another occasion, he said that a person's du'a is definitely accepted as long as he does not pray for any sin, that we're praying for something wrong. Or he doesn't pray for the breaking of any relationship. And he added, and as long as he does not make haste. So people asked him, what do you mean by making haste? And he said that he should say, قَدْ دَعُوتُ وَقَدْ دَعُوتُ. I have prayed and I have prayed, but I don't see my dua being accepted. And he should tire and stop praying and stop making that dua. And this is what we see people doing. This is what we ourselves do. I prayed for so many years now, what's the point? Allah does not will it, or Allah's not going to answer my dua. And we despair of Allah's mercy and stop making the dua. Look at Zakariya alayhi salam. He's saying, my Lord, my bones have grown feeble. Grey hair is spread on my head. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدْوَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّا. And I have never been unfortunate in my dua to you. Allah is teaching us how to pray to Him. Zakariya alayhi salam has grown old. Obviously, he must have been praying this dua for a long time. But look at his love for Allah. He doesn't say, Allah, I've been praying all these years. He says, no, Allah, you've always answered my duas. Always. He doesn't despair. And indeed, I fear my relatives after me and my wife is barren. Now, what is his reason for this dua? Why does he want a child? He wants a child to carry on his mission of reforming people. وَمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا. And my wife is barren. See, this is true spirituality. He doesn't go out and get another wife. He prays to Allah. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. So bestow on me from yourself an heir. This is the Mu'min's vision, that everything comes from Allah. يَرِثُنِي. Who shall inherit me and inherit the posterity of Yaqub? وَجْعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًّا. And make him, my Lord, one with whom you are pleased. Again and again he's saying, Rabbi, my Lord, my Allah. Look at his love for Allah. And he says, make him one, not who pleases me or who takes care of me when I'm old or when I'm dying. Make him one with whom you are pleased. Now what do we pray for our children? We pray that their education is, you know, blessed. We pray that their jobs are successful. We pray that they have good lives, comfortable, luxurious lives. Have we ever prayed that Allah is pleased with our children? وَجْعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًّا. This child hasn't even been born, but that's his utmost concern. That's his first priority. That Allah, let this child be one with whom you are pleased. Ya Zakariya. So what happened? His dua is answered. Allah said, O Zakariya, indeed we give you the good tidings of a son whose name will be Yahya. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيًّا. We have given that name to none before him. See how Allah rewards his good people. How Allah rewards his muhsini. He has granted a son and Allah bestows this name upon him. What an honor. And a name that's been given to none before him. Now Zakariya alayhi salam says, Rabbi, my Lord, how can I have a son when my wife is barren and I have reached extreme old age? Now it's not that he's doubting Allah's power now, Zubillah. He's saying, no, that's just not possible. It's just his wonder that his dua has been answered. And look at the humility with which he says, Rabbi, my Lord, how can this come true? I have been praying for it, but how can it actually happen now? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ حَيِّنَ. He said, so it will be. Your Lord says it is easy for me. لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power except by Allah. وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. Certainly I had created you before when you were nothing. قَالَ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ لِي آيَةً. Zakariya said, my Lord, appoint for me a sign. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيًّا. He said, your sign is that you shall not speak to mankind for 3 nights. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ. Then he came out to his people from a praying place. فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ أَنْ صَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا. He told them by signs to glorify Allah's praises in the morning and in the afternoon. This is the vision of a mu'min. When he prays with humility. He prays with love. He prays with conviction, with confidence. And then, once his dua is answered, he doesn't stop praying. When we're in any trouble, we're praying day and night. We're getting up for tahajjud. We're reading long, long wazifas. And the minute that trouble is over, we shut the Quran and put it back on the shelf. And we stop getting up for tahajjud and we stop praying those extra nafas. And we relax and we forget Allah. Because our dua has been answered, so we don't need him anymore, as we think. He told them by signs to glorify Allah's praises in the morning and in the afternoon. It was said to his son. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us the unnecessary details. But Yahya alayhi salam is born. And a greater honor is conferred upon him, the honor of prophethood. Ya Yahya, khudh al-kitaba biquwa. O Yahya, hold fast the scripture. Now whenever Allah mentions the divine book, Allah uses words like holding fast and grip and cling to. Like we told, وَالَّذِينَ يُمَسِّكُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ. Those who cling to the book. Allah told us in Surah Al Imran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Cling to the rope of Allah. Nowhere does Allah say, read this book once every year, or read this book once a month and you've done your duty. خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةٍ. Hold it with strength. In other words, not just knowledge. Act upon it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِيُّ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفِ. The strong believer is better than the weak believer. Who is the strong believer? The one who has the courage of his convictions, who acts upon what he knows and pursues his knowledge. Allah says, O Yahya, hold fast the scripture. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيًّا. And we gave him wisdom while he was still a child. Now this is the reward for Zakariya alayhi salam's goodness. وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا. and sympathetic to men as a mercy from us, wa zakat, and pure from sins, wa kana taqiyya, and he was Allah conscious, wa barran bi walidayhi, and dutiful towards his parents, wa lam yakun jabbaran asiya, and he was neither arrogant nor disobedient. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe his character in such detail? Allah is describing the character of a preacher, the character of a muballigh, of a reformer. The first thing that's mentioned is knowledge. Knowledge and wisdom and authority. Then Allah says, Hananam min ladunna. We made him sympathetic as a mercy from us. Why is this sympathy mentioned here? Allah is teaching us that if we wish to connect people to Allah, then we need to create this tenderness, this softness within ourselves. And this was the quality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bil mu'minina rahima, tender hearted towards the believers. Remember after the battle of Uhud, when he said not one word of reproach to the people who had fled from around him, not one word of sarcasm, not one word of anger. And Allah says in the Quran, لَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Had you been hard and harsh-hearted, they would have dispersed from around you. So here Allah is teaching us that knowledge is important, yes, wisdom is important, and then we need softness to attract people towards Allah. No fire and brimstone approach. Softness and tenderness. حَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا. This word hanan is beautiful because it refers to maternal tenderness. And there's no tenderness like maternal tenderness. What does a mother do when she sees her child disobeying her? Does she throw him out of the house? No. She explains to him. The first time she'll tell him lovingly. The second time maybe she'll scold him. The third time maybe she'll even strike him lightly. Because she's concerned for his well-being. If he goes on disobeying her, she'll try and explain again and again. That child's concern won't let her sleep at night until she knows her child is on the right path. Hananam min ladunna. If we want to connect people to Allah, we cannot be selfish. We need to create this gentleness within us. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, ad-deenun nasiha. Deen is sincerity, it's well-wishing. Not selfishness, not egotism, that I'll strive for myself and I'll earn Jannatul Firdaus for myself and everyone else can go to hell. That's not Islam. Hananam min ladunna. He was sympathetic and this quality was a gift from Allah. Wazaka, and he was pure from sins. Not just that he was calling people to Allah and doing whatever he liked himself, he was pure. Wakana taqiyya, and he was Allah conscious. It wasn't an act that he was acting like this great well-wisher of people and inside, you know, he was a hypocrite. No, kana taqiyya. All this concern, all this love in him for his fellow people was because he feared Allah, because he loved Allah. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Now this is very important. Sometimes when we set out on the path of deen, we forget our family's rights upon us. We forget our parents' rights upon us. Yahya alayhi salam was dutiful towards his parents. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. He was neither arrogant nor disobedient. And sometimes when we set out on the path of deen, this is the greatest fitna. This feeling of self-righteousness. That, well, I'm doing so much and I'm bound to be forgiven. Allah says, no, he was neither arrogant nor disobedient. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. And peace be on him the day he was born and the day he dies and the day he will be raised up to life again. Such a person with knowledge, with wisdom, with tenderness, fulfilling his parents' rights, fulfilling people's rights, above all being Allah conscious, will spend his life in a state of inner peace and tranquility. No matter what his circumstances, whether he's going through poverty, whether he's going through hardships or trials of any sort, Allah will grant him an inner peace and inner calmness. This is what Allah is referring to. Now Allah mentions three incidents here. The day he was born, the day he dies, and the day he will be raised up alive again. And these are the three toughest times in our life. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ. Now after Yahya alayhi salam's story, Allah tells us Maryam alayhi salam's story. And Maryam alayhi salam is such a beautiful example for us women. See how Allah honored this woman. And whenever Allah mentions her, Allah mentions her chastity. that this is one of the most precious gifts Allah has bestowed on us. Therefore, we have to value our chastity. We have to protect it. It's a jewel Allah has given us. See how Allah honors us women. He doesn't want us to be exploited or to be abused by people or to be looked at with lust by others. Whenever Allah mentions Maryam alayhi salam, Allah mentions her purity. She was a truly liberated woman. Mention in the book, Maryam, when she withdrew in seclusion from her family to a place facing east. She placed a screen to screen herself from them. Then we sent to her our ruh, Jibreel alayhi salam, and he appeared before her in the form of a man in all respects. Now earlier on, we read in Surah Ali Imran, how Maryam alayhi salam's mother dedicated this child to Allah while the child was still in the womb. When a parent, whether a mother or a father, in Zakariya alayhi salam's case, it's the father who wants his child to be one with whom Allah is pleased. In Maryam alayhi salam's case, it was Maryam alayhi salam's mother who said that I have vowed for you, that I have dedicated to you whatever is in my womb. So Allah is teaching us that when we make a commitment to Allah for our children and then do our best to implement that, then Allah rewards us for that and grants us good children. So remember that Maryam alayhi salam's mother had dedicated Maryam alayhi salam to Allah's service. Now what happened was that Jibreel alayhi salam appeared before her, and the work that Allah had to take from Maryam alayhi salam, no one else could have done. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. She said, indeed I seek refuge with the most gracious from you if you are but Allah conscious. She was startled and she feared that he has come with evil intentions, but instantly he reassures her. قال إنما أنا رسول ربك. The angel said, I am only a messenger from your Lord to announce to you the gift of a good son, of a righteous son. Qalat, she said, how can I have a son when no man has touched me, nor am I unchaste? Qala kadhalik, qala rabbuki huwa alayya hayyin. He said, so it will be, your Lord has said, that is easy for me. And to appoint him is a sign to mankind and a mercy from us. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. And it is a matter decreed. Now if we compare to ayah 21 to ayah number 9, we find similarity in the words. Zakariya alayhi salam too questioned the seeming impossibility of having a child when he was an old man and his wife was barren. And what did the angel tell him? Your Lord says it is easy for me. So the same words are repeated here. Thus we find the link between the two stories. That's why Allah first related the story of Yahya alayhi salam. That if Yahya alayhi salam could be born, although his mother was barren, his father was an old man, biologically it seemed impossible. In the same way, it was not difficult for Allah to create Isa alayhi salam without a father. Allah says, your Lord has said that is easy for me. It all boils down to a matter of our iman bil ghaib. If we truly believe, mashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, that whatever Allah wills, everything happens by Allah's power, then nothing is impossible for us to believe. And Allah says, we have done this. Why? You might have wondered to yourself that Allah must have known that there would arise these Christians who would start doing shirk. Why did Allah have to create Isa alayhi salam without a father? Allah says to appoint him as a sign to mankind and as a mercy from us. All the prophets were sent as a mercy by Allah, and it is a matter decreed by us. فَحَمَلَتْهُ. So she conceived him and she withdrew with him to a far place. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. The pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a date palm. قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا. She said, would that I had died before this. وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًا. And I had been forgotten and out of sight. Imagine Maryam alayhi salam's agony. Not just the physical agony of childbirth. This refers to the feeling of tension and the strain she must have felt. This was a woman, not just an ordinary woman. We all value our honor. We all value our chastity. How would we feel if we knew that people were going to start talking against us or about our reputation? For any pure woman, that's the worst trial she would be called upon to bear. But this is not just an ordinary woman living a regular life. This is a woman who spent her life worshipping Allah. She had even renounced ordinary, you know, worldly pleasures for Allah's sake. For such a woman to be placed in such a situation, she calls out, Ya Laytani, Mittu Qabla Haza. Alas, I wish I could have died before this. Maryam alayhi salam, one of the leaders of the women in paradise, again and again Allah honors her, mentions her in the Quran. What is she saying? I wish I could have died before this. See Allah's tenderness towards her, that Allah records her words uttered in pain to teach us a lesson. What trials have we ever borne for Allah's sake? We can't even take people's mockery for Allah's sake. We're not even prepared to take on society for Allah's sake. Look at this woman. She knows the taunts she's going to hear. She knows she has to go back and face the people. She calls out, I wish I could have died before this. But she goes on doing what Allah is telling her. She doesn't reproach Allah. She doesn't say, how could Allah do this to me when I've served Him all my life? Just let's imagine ourselves. Any little thing goes wrong and we say, Allah is so cruel to us women. Na'uzubillah. Allah has placed so many burdens on the poor women. Why did Allah have to do with this? Why couldn't I have been born a man? Look at Maryam alayhi salam. She's in pain, she's in agony. She's not blaming Allah. But she says simply forlornly, I wish I could have died before this. I wish I was something forgotten, something out of sight. Fanadaha. So Allah answered her pain. Then the angel cried to her from below her, Allah tahzani, do not grieve. قَدْ جَعْلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّ Your Lord has provided a water stream under you. وَهُزِّ إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْعِ النَّخْلَى And shake the trunk of date palm towards you. تُسَاقِدْ عَلَيْكِ رُطُبًا جَنِيَّ It will let fall fresh ripe dates upon you. فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا So eat and drink and be glad. See Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for Maryam alayhi salam. That instantly she's told, there's a water stream beneath you. There's a trunk of date palm above you. Shake it. Now you might wonder to yourself, that why is Allah telling her to shake it? Why couldn't the dates have fallen upon her? See, spirituality doesn't mean that we fold our hands and say, Masha Allah, whatever Allah wills will come to me. No, that's not iman. We trust in Allah, but we do what we can first. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell the man who left his camel loose? Iqal wa tawakkal. Tie your camel, then trust in Allah. Now Maryam alayhi salam loves Allah above all. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects her to make that effort herself. Shake that trunk. Do something for yourself and Allah will help you. We sit back and we want Allah to solve our problems for us without us having to lift a finger. But Allah is telling her, shake the trunk of date palm. It will not fall. Fresh ripe dates upon you. And dates are supposed to be of great benefit in labor pains. Fakuli, washrabi, waqarri aina. Eat and drink and be glad. This is Allah's role for women. Why do we women perceive Islam as an oppression? Look at the words of the ayat, how positive they are. Eat and drink and rejoice. Alhamdulillah. That should be our concept of Islam. And if you see any human being, then say, indeed I have vowed a fast to the most gracious, and so I shall not speak to any human being this day. Then she brought the baby to her people carrying him. And let's just imagine ourselves. Just imagine the tension she must have been in at that point. But Allah's reassured her, you don't even have to speak for yourself. Allah's going to defend you. They said, Ya Maryamu, لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا O Maryam, you have done a terrible thing. Obviously, there was an instant uproar. Where has this child come from? O sister of Harun, your father was not a man who used to commit adultery, nor your mother was an unchaste woman. Maryam alayhi salam came from a family that was known for their love of Allah, for their serving Allah's deen. So for her this was doubly difficult. That she had to face this taunt, she had to face this allegation against her reputation. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ She pointed towards him. She remembers Allah's words and she keeps quiet. They said, how can we talk to one who is a child in the cradle? قال إني عبد الله. He said, I am Allah's slave. See how Allah defends us when we do our best and trust in Him. قال إني عبد الله. The child speaks up and says, I am Allah's slave. آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. He has given me the book and made me a prophet. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت. And He has made me blessed wherever I am. وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. And has enjoined on me salat and zakat as long as I live. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that when we suffer for Allah's sake, Allah will defend us Himself. Maryam alayhi salam has to do sabr for those 9 months. She goes through that mental torture, wondering what the outcome will be. She goes through the excruciating pains of childbirth, knowing a greater trial awaits her. And then she comes to the people, and what happens? She is told to be quiet because the child speaks up to defend her. Isa alayhi salam says, I am a slave of Allah. He doesn't even start by saying, I am a prophet of Allah. He says, Inni Abdullah. This is the heart of spirituality. No matter how pious, how righteous we are all Ibadur Rahman, slaves of Allah. He has made me blessed wherever I am. Then he tells them that he has given me the book and made me a prophet. Not that I was born a prophet because my mother was so good and I was so good. He has made me a prophet. Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah and Allah alone. And He has made me blessed wherever I am. And has enjoined on me salat and zakat. Ma dumtu hayya. As long as I live. Now if even the prophets were supposed to pray, if the prophets were not exempted from praying, then what about us? People who say, oh, I'm so engrossed in my social work, I don't have time to pray. Isa alayhi salam is a prophet. Every minute of his life is busy, spending it in preaching to people, reforming people. But he says he has enjoined on me prayer and zakat, ma dumtu hayya, as long as I live. Wa barram bi walidati, I'm beautiful to my mother. Now the same words used for Yahya alayhi salam. What did Allah say about him? Barram bi walidai, that he was obedient to his parents. And here Allah says, Barram bi walidati, dutiful to my mother. In other words, he doesn't have a father. But the rights of his mother are the greatest rights upon him. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And he did not make me arrogant, unblessed. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وَلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. And peace be upon me the day I was born, the day I die. It's in the future tense. Because Isa alayhi salam, according to our belief, has not yet died. He will return to this earth. He will implement Islam. And it's then that he will die. وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. The day I shall be raised alive. See, these are the three occasions in our life. Allah has mentioned it for the second time. The day I die and the day I shall be raised up alive. He doesn't talk about his life in the world. He says, the day I shall die. As Allah has told us in the Quran, اتَّقُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah as much as you can, as much as it is right. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die except that you are in a state of Islam. Why does Allah mention our death here? That we need to adhere to our Islam. We need to adhere to our Iman constantly. Persevere in it. Because we don't know when death will strike. There's no day that we can sit back and say, well, now I've achieved guidance. So he says, وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. He mentions his death and he mentions the day of judgment. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ. Such is Isa, the son of Maryam. And imagine what a miraculous sight it must have been that this woman coming forth with a small child in her arms and the child speaks. It is a statement of truth, الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ, about which they doubt. And we all know the endless Christian disputes and debates about the true nature of Isa alayhi salam. Man or myth, God or prophet, they still haven't figured it out. Look at the numerous sects that have evolved, each with a different theory. مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِنْ وَلَدْ. Allah rectifies our iman. Instantly Allah clarifies our iman, lest we should fall in the same trap. that after reading about this child that's speaking, we think, truly, maybe Isa alayhi salam was, you know, na'uzubillah, Allah's son. Allah says, no. Before you start even thinking that, it does not befit Allah that he should beget a son. Subhanahu, glorified is Allah. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Why should Allah need a son? See, why do we pray for sons? Or why do we pray for children? Because we need someone to help us. We need someone to support us. Someone who will love us. When we experience human needs and human weaknesses, then we think, oh, if I had my own children would support me. And my children will defend me. And my children will stand up for me. And they'll take care of me. Allah is above all needs. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is none like Him. We cannot judge Him on a human level. He does not need a son. Why should He? When He decrees a thing, He only says to it, كُنْ فَيَكُونْ. Be, and so it is. And what did Isa alayhi salam say? وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ. And indeed Allah is my Lord and your Lord. He places Himself on the same footing as people. He doesn't say, well, I'm the Prophet of Allah, so I'm closer to Him, although the Prophets are closer to Allah. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ. He created me, He nourished me, He sustained me, and He created you, and He nourished you, and He sustained you. We are all equal in that. We are all human beings. فَاعْبُدُوهُ. So worship Allah. What is worship? عِبَادَةً. One aspect of ibadah is making du'as. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship, O Allah, and You alone do we turn to for help. We will not call upon any but Allah. فَاعْبُدُوهُ. So worship Him alone. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight path. Every day in Fatiha we pray, إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. This is the straight path that we ask for. Worshipping Allah alone. فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ. Then the sects differed. And there are numerous sects in Christianity. So woe unto the disbelievers from the meeting of a great day. How clearly will they see and hear the day when they will appear before us. But the wrongdoers today are in plain error. Nahu the zalimeen, those who have deprived Allah of His right of soul ibadah and granted that right to Isa alayhi salam. And the greatest zulm they are doing, the greatest injustice they are committing is against their own selves.